This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Proud to be bringing you Friday. You're welcome, everyone. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the new animated comedy, The Mitchells vs. the Machines, which is out today. If you're looking for the perfect place to hang out with your family in a fun and safe environment, the thrill is calling you to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. If you're calling 97 at 9:05, that's right, you gotta wait an hour. We're doing this contest at 9 o'clock. You could win a 4-pack of tickets to the thrill capital of Northern California. And you could even be the lucky winner of the 2021 season passes. The last chance to win is coming up today at 9 o'clock. Meet you there.
All right.
So fun giving things away. Has it been fun answering the phone calls?
Yeah. Yeah. It's really cool.
Did you make any new friends or anything?
I think they're all my friends now.
Get any recordings for us?
Very good point. Good job, Coco.
Yeah.
Play back some listener interactions.
Yeah, maybe we could hear one of them today.
That'd be great, sir. I mean, Nicole.
Oh.
Coco.
Well, we talked about that. I'm not sure if I can because then Vinny would hear me counting to 97 the way the board's wired right now.
Well, as long as I know that, then I'll be okay. But, it's that thing where I'm like, can everyone hear her? Is that on the air? Yeah. What's happening?
But that'll be annoying when you're reading text and I'm like, 1, 2, 3.
Well, or you can, right,
you can just
on.
Get
okay.
to.
Yeah.
She can go to CDOD and do it.
Got it.
Yeah.
That does sound difficult. All right, I'm going to start with the 2021 MTV Movie and TV Awards. My guess is they'll be mostly TV. Well, I suppose there were plenty of Netflix movies, right? Mm-hmm. Leslie Jones is going to host, and they are happening on Sunday, May 16th. She's going to MC the live ceremony, and I assume you can go to MTV.com and find out all about it. That's actually the Billboard Music Awards just announced all their stuff today too, so that's further ahead in the month, though. I'll tell you about that Monday. We got to get to the new music. There's a ton today. The first one we're going to do is DJ Khaled. It's called Khaled. This guy, he can't get enough of himself. There was actually something he put on either Instagram or Twitter. I guess Kanye West swung by his house at like 7 in the morning, and Kanye was like, hey, yeah, I'm here to play you my music, and then DJ Khaled played him all the new stuff that he was releasing today, but he's just like dancing around like a crazy person, and he's a large guy, you know, and he's just like, I'm like, oh God, he's gonna do himself in. So Bryn this morning is trying to get these songs, because there's a lot of good songs on here, just major collaborations. DJ Khaled, everybody,
that's what he's all about.
Yeah,
yes.
Everybody wants to work with this guy, right? Mm-hmm. So Cardi B, Drake, Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Megan Thee Stallion, Post Malone, Justin Timberlake. He has all these great collabs, but there's no clean version of the record. So Bryn has been working all morning. So finger on the dumb button, just in casers. Play me a couple of these songs from the DJ Khaled record.
Should be fine. Here's Thankful with Lil Wayne and Jeremiah. Here it is.
You're welcome. Look down. Feet dangles. Be proud. Be shameless. Yeah, be now. Be ancient. Yeah. It been my turn, let me cut off these blinkers. I cut off these strangers, your ifs, ands, and buts are the strangers. I never relinquish, I'm thinking Franklin as an acquaintance. Destiny danger, I done seen from every angle. From my neck to my ankle, the spots on this leopard ain't changing. Hey, that's for the wanksters, 50 told me that, I say thank you. I been got the bag, I done turned that to the blanket. I been out of hand, so I don't want no dab like you banging. I'm being quiet, man, just waiting for these rappers to thank me. They not.
And I know that somebody been praying for me. Head up a ground. That's Jeremiah.
So is that, does DJ Khaled ever do any vocals on this stuff?
Yeah, he does. He does. DJ Khaled!
He yells into the
another
mic.
One.
Another one!
Another one! Another one! That's it, though? He doesn't, he never sings? Or
yeah, he doesn't sing. As yeah. far as long, I don't, That's does a, he, Nicole? I mean, I don't think so.
Pretty good. No, he just does yeah. the, I never his typical stuff.
All right, yeah. What other things did you grab?
All right, here's one I had to pull just because it has Drake. It's actually one that's really popular. It's on the charts already. It's been on the charts for a while. It's called Pop Star.
Helicopter,
yeah, I know this one. Like I'm of course, Copa knows it. Hey, shorty with the long text, I don't talk. Shorty with the long legs, she don't walk.
Yeah, last year I kept it on the tuck. Hey. 2020, I can't. That's good because it doesn't really sound like Drake.
Sounds exactly like Drake. This yeah, is so.
It's great because DJ Khaled made Drake not sound like Drake, so it's not that bad. Heard worse songs. Hey, give me another one. Another one.
Another one.
Give me another one.
You sure you don't want more Drake?
I'm really, I'm super
you probably
sure.
think my manager is Scooter Braun. You hear that?
Scooter Braun. You would probably think my manager is Scooter
Braun. But my manager with 20 then Budokan. All right. This next one here is it's Justin Timberlake. It's called,
oh, yeah, let's hear
it's called Just Be. That I can't see. And if I got patience, then I got peace. I
have to let go, let go, let go of everything. And watch what happens when I break free. Just be, me. Just be, just be, just be. Me. Just be, just be, just be. Alright, I mean, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
DJ Khaled, who is the king, who doesn't do certain things with the queen, and he's got two kids with this lady now, Asad, who's 4, and a 1-year-old son, Alam, who are both listed as executive producers on the record, whatever that means.
I wonder how much they did.
Well, probably a ton, I mean, put those kids right to work.
You know what's cool about this song is you wouldn't think it's a DJ Khaled song, you know?
No, he's clearly talented. Like, he's a good producer. I actually like some of the... I mean, if he's doing the tracks that are behind them, like that first song, the one with Jeremy, that was beautiful. And, like, it swelled, and there was sort of choral vocals.
At what point
vocals.
In this song does he yell, DJ Khaled?
Probably toward the end. And another one!
I haven't listened long enough to all the tracks. I was... I pulled 6, I believe.
You know, It's almost worth going and looking at that the Kanye West video. Kanye is just relaxing in a chair, and DJ Khaled is going crazy.
Oh.
It's really funny.
Well, if you can't get excited about releasing a record with tons of superstars on it, what can you get excited about?
I suppose
about?
That's, you've got a point there, Vin. Did you want to, is that all you want to do from that one? It's.
I had a bunch more, actually. I pulled one with her.
Oh, H-E-R. Oh yeah, play the Her one. I like Her.
It's not my favorite one of hers, but it's still great. That's all him in the background, obviously.
Many games! And another one! Yeah, that's it's cool. It's like a weird robot reggae thing going on.
Yeah, and I'll play one more even though I have two. I actually like the one with Post Malone, but the Megan Thee Stallion part is, whoo! You know, Megan Thee Stallion, she seems a little bit hardcore. I'll play the one with Justin Bieber, though. It's called Let It Go.
Okay. Don't want to go back to the days when I was broke. But girl, you my priority. And I put your heart way over me. And money ain't fighting with you, babe. Give it all away just to get you back. Can't put a price on what we have. Say time is money, but money can't make no time. Sometimes it's sunny, but sometimes it don't shine. And life is a bitch, but sometimes it's alright. So I'ma let go of things I can't control. All right.
Yeah,
that's fine.
I like that one line though. They say time is money, but money can't make no time.
Yeah. Good. Dropkick Murphys, they have their 10th album out today. It's called Turn Up That Dial. They didn't get the memo. You gotta rip the dial off. Rip the knob off, guys. Maybe that'll be the next album, number 11. Turn Up That Dial, Dropkick Murphys, 10th
Middle
album.
Middle finger.
That is so fun.
That is, that's great.
I can there's... never keep that.
Adorable. It's just fun party songs.
And
the Boston
it's Boston.
Band, aren't
it's
they?
So yeah. Boston, yeah. Right. I you know what? The new commercials for Sam Adams, your cousin from Boston. Have you seen
that's
those?
So great. Yeah.
Your cousin from Boston?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're so funny.
Yeah. When were we talking about that? That feels
I
like,
don't know, but yeah. there's a bunch of them now and they're all good. The one where he goes to get the vaccine is
oh, I don't think I've seen that one.
You haven't?
No. I don't see commercials the way you do.
He goes and then he's in all the he's getting the shot and then suddenly it's this wild fantasy thing and then he's on the when it comes back to real life he's on the floor. He goes, "Did you do it?" She goes, "No. You passed out when I showed you the knee."
Oh, here it is. It's your cousin from Boston. Here it is.
Look at him hugging, having beers.
Did I get the shot?
No. Saw the needle and passed out cold. Here you go. Continue to wear a mask.
Good luck, guys. It's a breeze.
It's a breeze.
It's so dumb.
That's good. All right, let's jump ahead here. We're going to go to Julia Michaels.
All right.
I'm a fan... because Bryn loves Julia Michaels and I love that there's a song she does. It's if the world was ending, you'd come over, right?
Oh yeah.
I love that tune. So anyway, I saw her the other night on Colbert's show. She was the musical guest and I loved the new song. Oh, this is Julia.
This is with JP Sachs. All right, yeah, I really like that first song you're talking about, too.
Yeah, so this is the only one I saw her do, so I don't know what the rest of the record sounds like, but we're going to listen to it. It's called Not in Chronological Order, the debut album from Julia Michaels. This is her debut album. Like, she's had songs out. Mm-hmm. She's only released EPs up till now. So, Issues, another song of hers that we were playing on
Issues
Alice.
Issues is great. I love that song.
And so... is it called All My Exes Are Dead or something?
All My Exes.
Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Should be a criminal offense when your friends tell stories about 2017. I know there's parts that they leave out to be considerate of me. Wish I could be blissfully unaware of where you used to put your mouth and who you write your songs about. I wanna live in a world where all your exes are dead. I wanna kill all the memories that you save in your head. Be the only girl that's ever been in your bed. I wanna live in a world where all your exes are dead. I wanna live in a world where there's no exes at all. Like you were waiting for me to be the first thing you fall for. The only girl that's ever been in your bed. Please don't tell me
so
if
good.
I accidentally stumbled.
I thought only boys thought like that. Girls that's think right. like that too,
turns
huh?
Turns out Julia absolutely. Michaels feels that way too.
Huh.
It's hilarious. I loved it. She's cute. Like, she really plays with the camera. She's doing this live spot on his show, and it was great. So what else is on this record? What, did you anything else you liked? Is it all good?
I like this one the most. The other ones were fine. Do want to get to this part where it breaks down here. Okay. I just like the way it stops, you know, right here.
Yeah. I wanna
live in a world where all your exes are dead. And then back to the chorus.
So good.
Mm. All right, here is the next one. It's called Lie Like This.
Okay.
Here we go. Head on your shoulder, you keep pulling me close. I'm spilling.
You know, the other one was crazy
right.
good.
One more?
Yeah, one more.
Little did I know. You will be the one I can find and learn how to try with. Little did I know it was you before I ever decided.
go. Did I know? I really like her voice. The summer before you. You can't spell drama without consonants. It's like something about the processing of it. Like it has a crispy edge to it. Really nice.
I always loved her rap.
I don't necessarily like this song. I love her voice, though. I really like the way they process it. Or
you like this song?
I love her voice. This song's it's fine.
Okay, neither of you want to answer that.
Well, it's the first time I've heard it. I mean, you know how songs are. Sometimes, yeah, you got to listen to it. I enjoy her voice, though. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
You know, she wrote a bunch of songs, like, before she was Julia Michaels, you know, before we knew her as that. She wrote songs for Selena Gomez, Justin Bieber, Ed Sheeran, Linkin Park.
She Gwen wrote Stefani. Songs for Ed Sheeran? And doesn't Ed Sheeran write all the songs for himself and everybody else?
Fifth Harmony, Britney Spears. So she's
She was well established, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think she's kind of new behind the camera.
All right. Let's get to some stuff that Vinny wants to hear. Ready?
Oh, yeah.
Gojira.
Well, listen, you don't have to play a lot of this. This isn't going to be for many people.
No. We only pulled one. Okay, don't worry.
Yeah, nobody's going to be into this.
Gojira has a record out called Fortitude today. And here's
I
what it
love
like.
These guys, but they are heavy.
Double kick drums. Born for one thing.
These guys are French, by the way. French dudes.
Gojira is French, huh?
They're French guys, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of this. I want my kick drum to sound like a machine gun.
You know what's funny about these guys? I was reading an interview from the guy who sings and writes the music, and he was like, the first album that got me into music was a Metallica record. And as they were asking him about his influences, he's like, I didn't listen to Led Zeppelin or Jimi Hendrix or any other band from the 70s that most people cherish. So he learned music or his love of music from Metallica, and you can hear it in his chosen performance.
Right. That's a style. In the style of Metallica.
Maybe the style, but not the mixing. I can barely hear what he's saying.
Like, well, yeah, it's not. More about the machine gun.
What is that guy saying?
No one knows, and don't ask too many questions either, because you might have to bleep it.
No, I looked up the lyrics, but it's just like I can't hear a word you're saying.
And we're gonna end with Royal Blood.
These guys, have you heard of these guys, Sarah? I bet.
Nope.
I bet your boys, or at least one of your boys, loves these guys.
All right. Why do you think that?
Well, they're alternative, and they have a good following, a big following, I should say. They're great live. They've done, you know, some of the festival type shows. It's a bass player and a drummer, and the bass player is the singer. So it's just two dudes.
Okay, that's fun.
It's super interesting. Yeah, listen to this.
All right, here we go.
Who's on the piano?
Oh, they may have someone play something.
No, this is
on the record.
The bass player put down the bass for this one. Oh, these guys are rocking. This is great.
Oh, yeah.
I really like this.
This is what you found on their record?
This is called...
This is their record.
All We Have Is Now.
Let's listen to this.
So sweet.
I can see why you like it, Ben.
I feel like I'm being framed.
I know. Da-da-da-da-da. All right, hit the one we really pulled. That is, in fact, though, Royal Blood. It's on their record, Typhoons.
It's definitely the slowest track.
Yeah, we're like, find the ballad.
What?
Find the ballad for you.
And they oblige.
No, but it is, in fact, really rocking. Here it is.
That's good.
There you go.
I get behind this.
Yep.
I like it. That's good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice one. Royal Blood. Good call, Vinny. Typhoons is the name of the record, and that's going to do it for the new music. Vincent, what is coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to leave you with some science and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.